I had a sheriff call me this weekend and asked me if I'd seen The Fall of Minneapolis, the documentary by Liz Collin, and yeah. I had. Have you seen it?
I have not seen it. I'm aware of it. My opinion is that it's not factually based. I think it would be better if it included interviews from everybody concerned. I think it was done on a. I think it's partisan propaganda.
Some of the things I took away, just real briefly, the autopsy report.
The whole autopsy report.
Sure. that the person that testified didn't end up in the court of law. The technique, not being in the training manual. Derek Chauvin's mom says, here's the training manual he actually used, and it's not there. I mean, some people are saying, gosh, how does that happen in a court of law? Another one was Derek Chauvin and the angle at which the video that was presented to the jurors looked like he had his knee right on his neck, but three other photo shots from different body cams looked like it was on the shoulder blade. So, I mean, do you look back now and say, hey, everything that was fairly presented to that jury was above board, or is there some things they should have known?
100%. Let me just point out a few things. First of all, 12 of Derek Chauvin's peers looked at all the evidence. He had a lawyer.
Not the evidence that I'm talking about, that they brought out in the documentary.
Look, everybody in the defense and the state are entitled to bring forth evidence. By the way, I looked at the not we we had two different medical examiners look at this matter, actually three. Well, you had David Fowler, who was the defense expert. You had Dr. Thomas, who was one of the state's experts. And you had the medical examiner, who was Dr. Baker. And Dr. Baker and Dr. Thomas both said that he died from subdual restraint and neck compression, and it was a homicide. Does anybody dispute that? I mean, and then even David Fowler said it was a homicide. He said that he said he didn't know what the cause of death was. He didn't say that Derek Chauvin didn't cause it, and that's the defense expert. The bottom line is, you know, the medical examiner said the cause of death. Who questioned that? I mean, so you talk about the angles. Everybody had right to. We showed hours of videotape of all angles.
Not the body cam footage, though. There's body cam footage that came out now that wasn't in the trial. Why would that?
Because the defense didn't want to bring it out. I mean, in America, you have the right to counsel because your counsel is going to be a vigorous, zealous advocate for your case. I have to assume that if Eric Nelson did not put that video in, then it's because it didn't help his client. Now, unless you're going to say that he's incompetent. But of course, the judge saw the whole thing. The judge made sure the trial was fair. It was on television. Everybody in the world saw the trial. So now people want to say in a post hoc way, oh, we feel that there's a problem. Let me tell you. And you talk about the knee on the neck or maybe it being on the shoulder. Derek Chauvin was actually, there was, before George Floyd went completely unconscious, he was struggling to try to get a breath into his lungs. And so you can see it if you watch the whole tape that, you know, he's got a struggling man under him. His hands are cuffed behind his back and he's saying he can't breathe and he's trying to wiggle his shoulders so he can breathe. So, you know, yeah, at different moments it was on the neck. Maybe it slid a little here or there, but that's not all that killed George Floyd. His compression of his back into the ground is what stopped his ability to breathe. It was the.
What role do you think the drugs played? I mean, if you go back to the original arrest, he was saying, "I can't breathe" from the first minute the officer tried to talk to him.
The toxicologist said it was minimal effect. The toxicologist, the people in the case. He had meth within his bloodstream. Nobody ever denied that. We know that because it came out in the trial. The people who say that somehow we didn't present all the evidence in the trial cannot deny that meth and fentanyl was in his bloodstream. We admitted that. We talked about that. And just because somebody dies with those drugs in their system doesn't mean they died because of those drugs in their system. I mean, look, George Floyd was lucid. He said his name. He said his full name. He cried out for help. He said he couldn't breathe. He cried for his mother. He was not overdosing. He was, you know, and like, look, I mean, they were all, the video evidence proves that he was on, that Chauvin was on his neck for 9 minutes and 46 seconds, right? No, 9:29.
Using a technique in the training manual.
Yeah, but even the chief said you can briefly use certain techniques, but then you have to get that person in the recovery position as fast as you can. What's the excuse for Derek Chauvin to not even turn the man over once he couldn't find a pulse, once he wasn't resisting, or even trying to wiggle at all, once he had lost consciousness at all? What's the why not? That went on for about 3.5 minutes. What's the explanation for that? I mean, look, the Court of Appeals, the Supreme Court looked at it. The U.S. Supreme Court declined to even take it up. Are we saying that Judge Cahill did an unfair trial? That the district, that the courts of appeals, they screwed up too? That Eric Nelson didn't do a good job either? I mean, it's really ridiculous when you begin to think about it. The whole world saw the case. Every bit of evidence was displayed. You know, Eric Nelson had extra jury strikes when the case concluded, meaning that he didn't run out of strikes for a fair jury. He could have struck anybody he wanted.
I mean, it was a human tragedy all the way around. There's no doubt about that. And the scars are still real today.
One second. I will agree that it was a tragedy. I won't agree that George Floyd was not killed as a result of a homicide, meaning death by another. And I won't agree that he was not killed due to restraint and subdual and neck compression. He was killed by those reasons, which are in the medical examiner's report. I won't agree that he died as a result of an overdose. The toxicologist says that's not true. There's so many things that were said that were just not true, and all it's doing is making Americans distrust each other, and I'm sad about that.
You've had a long day, so I want to let you go, but I do want to ask you about Derek Chauvin and his well-being right now. What do we know about what happened?
Well, what we know is that, first of all, he is in stable condition. I've written letters to the Department of, to the Bureau of Prisons, demanding that extra measures be taken to protect his safety. Derek Chauvin deserves to serve his sentence in safety, and the Bureau of Prisons needs to do a better job protecting him. He's stable, but I am extremely disappointed that he was attacked that way. The person who did it needs to be prosecuted for attempted murder and first-degree assault. I believe that this is a travesty. And BOP has got to do a better job.
Thanks for doing this.
All right. You got it.